Lent is like a pilgrimage. It's a spiritual journey. It's to prepare us that at the end of Lent, we will make another journey, that journey as Christ did into Jerusalem from Palm Sunday. And that journey of our spiritual will take us through the suffering, death, and then the resurrection on Easter Day. Later this afternoon, a group of people will make a special journey. They will in fact journey here to this cathedral. They will come from all parts of the diocese, and ultimately they will come with different experiences. But they've come to set on another part of their deeply personal spiritual journey. For they will come before the bishop and before their friends and family and announce formally that they wish, either as an adult, to be baptized this Easter, or as an adult to be received into the Catholic Church. For them, each of those journeys will have been separate, and I suspect for some of them it will be after months and perhaps even years of reflection, of prayer. It's a courageous journey for them, and that's why today is important. The rite of election. Election doesn't mean that we vote in them. It means they are the elect. They are elect by God, literally chosen by God, chosen to be part of a special family, of which is the Church. The gospel we've just listened to is Christ also making a journey into the wilderness at the beginning in preparation for his very public ministry. It's interesting that Matthew has put this journey immediately after that mission has been formally proclaimed by John the Baptist. It is also that moment of the baptism of Christ in the Jordan, where God the Father proclaims Jesus as his beloved Son, and where the Holy Spirit, hovering over him, formally anoints that mission with his own presence. And yet, at the very beginning, when things seem so hopeful and with such great sense of joy, the first voice that is heard now is the voice of Satan. It's like our first reading. Just when things seem to be going well in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve are enjoying the very sense of the beauty of where they are, along comes the serpent, the tempter. Interesting that Matthew uses three names: Satan, the devil, and the tempter. Basically, the one who wants to disrupt the plans of God, who wants to put us on our spiritual journey off course and not go along the journey that God has invited to us. That sense of the obstacle, the tempter, the one who undermines, therefore, is not only seen at the beginning of the mission of Christ, but it is also in the mission of the Church and therefore in our own spiritual lives. The one who will undermine, the one who will make us fearful. And yes, he uses very shrewdly and very cleverly the very weaknesses that he knows that make it more difficult for us to stay on course. In the same way with Christ, with the bodily desires, that sense of hunger for whatever, the devil will tempt us. That sense of wishing to be free from all our fears, that in the sense that we will not have any hurt or harm come to us. Well, he did that with Christ from the parapet of the temple. And then that third temptation, that sense of desire for control, for power, for wealth, for selfishness, all of that is part of the chinks in each of our armors, and the devil knows it only too well. So Christ, in facing those three temptations, are in fact facing the temptations of all humanity, and to advise us to be ready and not to be put off course. The journey for the elect today is a journey for many of them have taken long time and courageous steps, but also we too need to make that journey not just for Holy Week, but that journey for the completeness of life itself, so that the very Christ that we have met this Lent will be the same Christ who will embrace us at the end of our lives. Journey complete.